Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, You have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir through God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the light was the light of all people. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God. He was born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father and a Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all the people. Several weeks ago at a 12:10 service in Cummings Chapel, our beloved diminutive elder saint, Connie Mullis, who many of you know but you may not, she usually sits to my left here. She's 92 years old, fleet of foot, 4'10", and will move out smartly with her cane. Connie, our elder saint and our newly naturalized Spanish-speaking African, Leandro Nuiz, hugged each other in the exchange of the peace, filling the chapel with the love and light of Christ. It was a sight to behold. The light of Christ shone brightly in the faces of our children during the Christmas pageant. His life and light were in the words read and preached here. The men of St. John's took the light of Christ into the cold night shelter this last week and last night, and will do so again soon. His light was bright in the grand music and songs sung here these holy days. And I am certain that the light of Christ shined brightest every time we did something for someone else, especially those less fortunate than we. The light of Christ is not a metaphor. The light of Christ is not a metaphor. Whether you know it or not, or whether you believe it or not, the light of Christ is sitting right next to you, behind you, in front of you. It is in you. Those of you who were here on Christmas Day may remember some of what I am about to say, but I think it is worth repeating. Evelyn Underhill, in her book, Light of Christ, writes, "The birth of Christ in our souls is for a purpose beyond ourselves. It is because his manifestation in the world must be through us. Every Christian is, as it were, part of the dust-laden air which shall radiate the glowing epiphany of God, catch and reflect his golden light. Ye are the light of Christ, but only because you are enkindled, made radiant by the one light of the world. And being kindled, we have got to get on with it, be useful." I read Underhill as meaning all Christians are enkindled, you and me, no exceptions. And she insists we be useful. So how do we become useful? We could dwell on the immense implications of the incarnation and today's great gospel, the prologue to John. But frankly, I think the theology and Christology of John is better left to the theologians. Because I agree with those who say that the gospel writers were not primarily concerned with the facts of Jesus' birth, but rather its significance and meaning for the world and for each of us. What I understand from John's prologue is simply this: Christ the Word has come, is come for our salvation. The goal of the incarnation is life, eternal life, revealed and made possible in Jesus Christ. And our salvation is found in loving God, bearing his light into the darkness we find in our world, and doing our part to take care of others, to give life and light to the weak, the poor, the vulnerable, the handicapped, the powerless, and the elderly. We often forget and do not realize that we have the light of Christ in us. We often feel unworthy or ill-equipped to be very useful to God, flip-flopping about trying to figure out how and what we are supposed to do. This is the precise moment when we should get on with it, as Underhill argues. I believe our usefulness to God will depend on our willingness to go where there is brokenness, loneliness, and human need, in spite of our misgivings or inadequacies. Ye are the light of the world. The light of the Holy Spirit unfolds gently and steadily within us, and we are to become as God intends us to be. It is an organic process, a continuing divine action, not a series of fits and starts. So on the one hand, there should be no strain or impatience or self-willed effort in our life with God. On the other hand, there should be no settling down at all. Underhill says that we should develop a great flexibility, a gentle acceptance of what comes to us, and a still greater acceptance of the fact that much we see in others is still out of our reach. God does speak and act in this world. The gift of Jesus has much in common with what we find under the Christmas tree, It is not something we have earned. There is no entitlement. It is freely given, a gift of pure love. It is carefully chosen just for us to bring joy, amazement, peace, and renewal. The Incarnation also differs from the other festive packages in some important ways. It cannot be returned or exchanged. This gift is always with us, even when we forget that we have it. So I end as I began, by asking that you look deeply into the eyes of the person sitting next to you, behind you, and in front of you. Look deeply inside your own soul and know that ye are the light of the world. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for the people of Newtown, Connecticut, and the people of this nation as we grieve. We also pray for the people of Egypt, Syria, and the Sudan. We pray for the church in Jerusalem. Pray for peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need or trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God for a deeper knowledge of him. Pray that they may find and be found by him. I ask your prayers for the departed. Pray for those who have died, especially William Hill and Jacob George. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Father in heaven, we give you thanks for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you would let his light so shine within us that it radiates out to the world, Guide us, O Lord, as we seek to serve you and to shine that light into the broken places. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Don't forget that there are 12 days of Christmas. And unfortunately, Starbucks thinks that they're over already, but they're not. The Christmas begins on Christmas Eve, and it lasts until next Sunday, which is the Epiphany, the day that the wise guys arrive at the manger. So keep up your trees, keep up your lights, keep feasting. It is Christmas for 12 full days. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting, we have a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we'll send you our e-newsletter. We're so glad you're here today. And it's so wonderful to hear from our bullfighter, ex-Trappist monk, FBI agent, Father Perry. And by the way, if you haven't yet read Father Perry's book, it's really good, and it's for sale in the bookstore. It's wonderful. Tickets are on sale for an opera that will be next Sunday called Amal and the Night Visitors, about how the wise men visit a crippled boy and a miracle happens. This is a fundraiser for our choir. They are planning a trip. They've been invited to sing at Canterbury Cathedral and at Westminster Abbey in the summer of 2014. So they're going to be flying across the big sea, but they need to raise money. So this is their first attempt. So buy a ticket and come on at 3 and 6 next Sunday to see the opera. If you have made a pledge to the church, we have envelopes with your name on it. Some people like to have those envelopes. They are available in Tolliver Hall, so you can go and find the ones with your name and pick them up today. Tomorrow is the last day of the year already. Now, in Jesus' time, the day began at sunset. That's why we always celebrate Christmas Eve and Easter Vigil. The Sabbath began at sunset. So I want you to join us by ushering in the new year with prayer and music. Tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, the cathedral offers a New Year's service of 9 lessons and carols, a very beautiful service here, a great way to begin your new year by putting God first. So I invite you to come. And last but not least, every time it gets below freezing, our members on Saturday night man the cold night shelter here downtown so that all the people who sleep on the streets will have a warm place to go because it gets too cold to be outside. We had a number of men who slept there last night with the homeless so that it could be safe for them. And I want to thank Tom Holcomb, Robert Hyde, Donnie McKenzie, John Hunt, Gregory Curry, and John Anderson. God bless them for serving last night. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfect man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with John and all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Please join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitors who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts. To those to whom you go, may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the light of the incarnate word shine in your hearts and radiate out into this broken world. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.